Learning to cross-verify your trades is a very, very important skill. If you don't do it, your actions are very, very close to random chance. The process of cross-verification attempts to look at the market in as many discontinuous methods as possible in order to find verification for a single price point and very, very often a single point in time, all at the same converging point. Now, it's kind of a difficult concept to understand the difference between continuous type of verifications and non-continuous type of verifications. Some verifications are not verifications at all. Very, very often, different forces converge, which are very, very closely related, and give us false impressions and false messages. One example is the use of an MACD, or a moving average convergence divergence histogram or indicator, and using that along with a set of moving averages. Quite often, using the two indicators together will produce converging sense of the same numbers being hit over and over again. And you get real excited because you see, or you believe a stock's going to stop falling at 23 and you think that's a great place to buy it. And both your moving average convergence divergence and your key moving average both point to that same price, that 23, as being just a great place to make a trade. The problem is that the indicator itself are biased to each other. They're both moving average indicators. They both have the same limitations. They both look backward in the similar manner. And very, very possibly, all you're seeing is one indicator being an echo of the other rather than a discontinuous verification. Now, what's an example of a verifying indicator? Well, you want to buy that stock at 23, and you see a support resistance line that shows that stock sitting right at a trend line at 23. Well, that's great. You have one form of verification. You're looking at that trend line at 23. Then you see a moving average, a 20-day moving average, some sort of standard short-term moving average that points to a reversal, points to support in a particular spot. And guess what? That points at 23 as well. Then on top of that, you place a Fibonacci grid from the beginning to the end of the dynamic trend of the last big up-down move. And sure enough, a 62% retracement of that last up-down move places you right at 23, and you've got the third form of verification. So let's look for a fourth form. Bollinger Band, which you stick around price, and that Bollinger Band is sitting in a horizontal position. Price has just dropped to the very, very bottom of it, and rather than roll over so it looks like the price is just going to roll down that Bollinger Band, the Bollinger Band actually turns up and tightens to suggest some support right at 23. You now have a situation of four verifications of the same price and time through four discontinuous indicators. It's a very powerful spot to be in. There's so much random, there's so much chaos and noise in the markets that a big part of our job has to do with seeing noise and throwing it out. When we're able to eliminate noise and see signal and find signal, that's where our trading opportunities, that's where our setups lie. The process of cross-verification enables traders to search deeply into the current trend of a particular stock and find whether or not certain points in price and time have a high degree of probability in terms of reversal, in terms of breakout, in terms of our ability to predict a price move occurring right at that point in time and price. Now, what can cross-verification be and what it cannot be? There's so many different kinds of cross-verification that the original trader, the trader with an original way of thinking, will find it in unusual methods. There was a mention of using Alan Greenspan and a comment by Alan Greenspan as a form of cross-verification in the course materials. Now, perhaps you have verification of a particular price and time in two or three ways, but you're not feeling quite comfortable enough to make the trade. You're watching the market in real time. Price is starting to approach that particular price where you want to make that execution, where you have that execution trigger, but you're not feeling that you have enough cross-verification. Well, then perhaps Alan Greenspan comes on the TV and makes some comment that shifts the market right in the direction you expect at the time you expect. Well, Alan Greenspan's just become a form of cross-verification for you. Is it a technical form of cross-verification as opposed to some sort of fundamental? Well, not really. A soundbite in a point of time, or a Joe Kernan announcement, or a Mark Haynes announcement or Kramer saying this or that or the other thing, or, you know, even when the World Trade Center, it could be a bombing or a world event, is a single point event, a single shock event, and shock events are technical in nature. Shock events have to do with the spiral of time within the markets. So therefore, Alan Greenspan's ability to move the market on over any very short period of time is a shock event and is a form of cross-verification for you to make trades that are successful. Trading is about odds in a very similar manner to how gambling is about odds. And gamblers tend to be just as lazy as traders for the most part. Most people who go to Las Vegas bring a wad of money with them and very little preparation. They walk into the casinos and they're immediately lured in by the bright lights and by the scantily clad ladies and by the entertainment, and they blindly and very unconsciously give their money away to the house. Well, the trading environment, the stock market's a very similar environment. It's a very exciting place to be. It's a place where our greed has a home, where we could, with very little effort, make a tremendous amount of money if we're right. And most traders, just like most gamblers, don't want to take the time to increase the odds in their direction. Now, as most people know, professional gamblers approach gambling in an entirely different manner. Professional gamblers understand the process of the house. They understand minus-sum games, zero-sum games. They understand how odds are created. Their job, as they understand it, is to only act when the odds are substantially in their favor. You as a trader need to execute in a very, very similar manner. In your job, in your daily execution, in your daily buying and selling, your decisions will be based on odds. You'll never know whether you're completely right or completely wrong. The information you have will always be fragmented. It will always be incomplete. That's the way life is on the hard right edge. You don't know what the next price bar is going to look like. But what you're able to do based on your prior analysis is make a predetermined reasoning as to the extent in which the odds are in your favor to enter a position or exit a position at a particular price. Cross-verification, very simply, says that for every single level of cross-verification you add to a particular trade, the odds increase in your favor. How much do they increase? I couldn't tell you. Honestly, over my years of a trader, I've really rejected the systems approach of backtesting, where I'll sit there and, well, what kind of odds do we have with three kinds of cross-verification? And what kind of odds do we have with four kinds of cross-verification? And God, if I can only find five cross-verifications and then program it all into my computer and make it execute itself, then I could just go to the beach and it'll trade itself. Well, I'm personally not that kind of person. I believe the odds increase, but I'm not sure how much. I know that it's kind of rare to find a CVX4 cross-verification existing in four different methods. It's probably even rarer to find it in five different methods. If I find it in five different methods, I'm definitely going to jump into trade very, very quickly, because the odds of seeing it in five times, the odds of seeing it four times are low. And if the market's trying to give me that message so loudly, that message must be true. And you know what? The message is usually true. For some reason, the market has an underlying order that's missed by not only most investors, it's missed by most traders as well. They like to look at order within the stock market as some sort of obscure thing that can't be known by the average human being. But the elements of stock market trading and the elements of technical trading are all very simple in nature when you deal with them on a very visual basis. Cross-verification allows us to first find verification in multiple ways by implanting and placing measures on top of our stock chart and looking for discontinuous methods of verification, looking for crisscrosses where different forms of indicators all point to the same thing. And very often, cross-verification comes in time as well as price. That's just another dimension that you're able to add to improve your odds of a successful trade. When you're able to pinpoint time along with price, the odds of succeeding are even greater.